Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you were able to join me for the broadcast today. On yesterday's broadcast, I began sharing a message I've entitled, Our Covenant of Healing. And while for those of you who may have walked with the Lord for a while, these might be familiar scriptures to you, yet it is always good to hear God's word, because sometimes with the battles, the trials we go through, we need to be reminded that is continually an important facet of what the Holy Spirit does in our life. He reminds us of the words of Jesus. He reminds us of what God's will is. Because when we live in this world, there's so many things to distract and so many things to detour us that we need to constantly allow ourselves to be immersed, if you will, in the truths and principles of God's word. And as I just shared briefly, in the very beginning, sickness and death was never a part of God's plan for man. He created a perfect, beautiful world and a beautiful, perfect couple, and he saw what he had done, all that he created. He said it was very good, and he desired that for that fellowship to continue with man. But Adam and Eve had a choice, as we all do, and they chose disobedience and rebellion. As a result, they suffered the consequences that the Lord told them they would experience, and that was death. And indeed, all of us who are their heirs, their children, far removed, but nonetheless, we have inherited that same sin nature. And it was only through the Lord Jesus Christ that we have been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. And so we understand that Satan has the legal right to afflict mankind with sickness and death. And it's only when we align ourselves with the Lord, we become His, we allow Him to write His laws on our heart, we're born again, that Satan then no longer has a legal right to us spiritually, physically, circumstantially, and in any way. And so we see that God graciously, even before the advent of Jesus, provided healing in the Old Testament for His people. The first mention of healing is in Genesis 20:17, where Abraham prayed for Abimelech and his wife and maidservants, and they were able to bear children. We also see in the New Testament, the Gospel of Mark closes with this admonition, the very words of Jesus. He said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Beautiful ministry of signs and wonders following preaching the gospel. And note that it doesn't say fivefold ministry, it doesn't say the evangelist, it doesn't say the pastor, it just says he that believes. And these signs shall follow them that believe, praise God. So that is available for every child of God. And beloved, we need to understand fully and have no doubts concerning God's covenant that He has established with us. Yahweh had established a healing covenant with Israel. In Exodus, the 15th chapter, verses 25 and 26, the word says, And he cried unto the Lord, this was Moses, and the Lord shewed him a tree, which when he cast into the waters remained sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them, and said, If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, listen, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Praise God. And that healing covenant with Israel actually revealed another very facet or aspect of his character. The literal translation of I am the Lord that healeth thee is I am Yahweh Rapha. Rapha is Hebrew for physician. Now, this was not merely a provision, but a legal commandment. Exodus 15:25 that I just read, it calls it a statute. It's also called an ordinance, meaning a verdict which was pronounced judicially, a sentence, a formal decree. In the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 1:20 teaches that the promises of Exodus 15:26 is yea and amen, and in Hebrews that we have a, quote, better covenant. Other provisions of the healing covenant are provision of good food, the removal of sickness and plagues from their midst, the absence of barrenness and longevity, and, of course, the primary condition was that of obedience. Let me just share some other passages with you. I don't think I'll read them all. Exodus 15:26, Deuteronomy 7:9-15, 2 Kings 5:14, and also Leviticus 26:14-21. And I will take the time to read that. The Lord goes on to say, listen to this, if ye will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments, and if ye shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that ye will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant, listen to this, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning egg that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth you. And if ye will not yet, for all this, hearken unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield or increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. And if you walk contrary unto me and will not hearken unto me, I will bring 7 times more plagues upon you according to your sins. And it goes on. So the Lord is very clear. He's very unambiguous about obeying him. Disobedience, beloved, as I've just read, forfeited the right of healing and sickness. And of course, those instruments were a tool, if you would, that God used to punish Israel for their sins. Faith in God was also operative, but obedience was the primary condition for healing under the Old Testament because it was a covenant of law. This is an important distinction to make. Faith is the primary condition for healing under the New Testament because it is a covenant of grace. Now, we have to take a look at God's desire and God's willingness to heal. In the Old Testament, there are a couple instances, ones I made reference to, Abimelech, and also Naaman. Remember, he was the captain or official of the Syrian host, and that was not a covenant of healing, but a healing of mercy, if you will. Just as in the New Testament, if you will, when Jesus healed the Syrophoenician's daughter. But I'd like for us to look at a very beautiful passage of beautiful and familiar in the Old Testament, and that is Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. And we're going to look at the fourth verse. Well, let me start reading with verse 3. He is despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely, verse 4, he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The healing of the Messiah's atonement provisions, this was one of the provisions that is provided. And let me just share Moffat's translation of that verse: for a man of pain who knew what sickness was, ours was the pain he bore, the blows that fell to him have brought us healing. And in the original Hebrew, the word is koli, and it means sickness, disease, inherited infirmity, or sickly nature. And it was used to describe Hezekiah's sickness, but it was translated weakly griefs in this vital atonement chapter. And then, so that word koli means grief. It was translated griefs, but it is sickness, disease, in terms of the original Hebrew. And sorrows, Makob, means sorrows and also means pains. Jesus did indeed bear our sorrows, which includes remorse and regret and heartache and all the things associated, all the pain associated with sickness and disease. And surely that word is kain, which means why, of course, absolutely. And that word born is nasa. It means to lift, to bear, to carry away, to cast away, to ease, to erase, to take away. And so, beloved, the most literal translation of Isaiah 53 and 4, and I'll end with this for today, certainly, why, of course, he himself has lifted up our sicknesses and carried away our pains. And beloved, if you are in a battle right now, physically or emotionally, if you've been hurt, if you're in pain because of sickness, let us stand on this word. Father, we thank you for this healing covenant you have provided for us. And I speak healing to those who are listening, body, mind, soul, and spirit, Lord, that they shall experience the mercy of God in this healing covenant that you have established for your people, in Jesus' name. Well, my time has flown, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. And until then, I love you. This is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,